Hi, I'm Scientific American podcast editor Steve Mirsky, and here's a short piece from the February 2020 issue of the magazine in the section called Advances, Dispatches from the Frontiers of Science, Technology, and Medicine. The article is titled Quick Hits, and it's a rundown of some science and technology stories from around the globe, compiled by assistant news editor Sarah Lewin Fraser. From the U.S., off the California coast, scientists measured a blue whale's heart rate for the first time using a device attached to the animal's skin by suction cup. The heart, likely weighing hundreds of pounds, beats from 37 down to 2 times per minute, varying dramatically between diving, feeding, and surfacing. From Peru, researchers analyzing satellite and imaging data have found 143 new Nazca lines. These are large line drawings of humans, animals, and symbols etched into the Peruvian landscape millennia ago. The drawings include a humanoid figure 16 feet across, spotted by IBM's Watson AI system. From Brazil, despite the long dry spells in Brazil's Caatinga region, scientists found the tree Hymenaea cangaceira drizzles copious nectar from flowers to attract pollinating bats. A full-size tree can release 240 gallons of the stuff with 38 distinct scent compounds over a single dry season. From Norway, archaeologists' ground-piercing radar found a Viking-era ship surrounded by a filled ditch lurking below the soil of a western Norway farm. The ship was once within a burial mound. From Jordan, researchers uncovered a two-horned figure in early Islamic ruins that may be the earliest chess piece ever found. The roughly 1,300-year-old object matches a rook found in an Iranian chess set from about 400 years later. And from Ethiopia, microbes thrive in many of Earth's harshest environments, but researchers found no life at all in briny, scorching, acidic pools near Ethiopia's Dalal volcano. Knowing the boundaries for life's adaptations helps to narrow the search for Earth-like life on other planets. That was Quick Hits by Sarah Lewin Fraser.